Welcome to Semiglutide and everything associated with it. This is the podcast where we really dive deeply into the complexities, and there are complexities, the weight management, health, the role of pharmaceutical industry, and also the food industry. I'm Marcel Pick, your host. I'm an OBGYN and pediatric nurse practitioner and best-selling author. And today we're going to really dive deeply into the world of the weight loss drugs, focusing on Ozempic, Wegovy, Zepbound, and really shedding some light on the broader conversations about obesity treatment in general. So let's start with some stark reality checks. And here are some big surprises for you. Did you know that in the United States alone, chronic diseases like obesity and diabetes and Alzheimer's, listen to this statistic, account for a whopping $4.3 trillion in healthcare spending? Now that's a staggering figure if you think about it, and it really starts to beg the question, are we truly addressing the root causes of these particular ailments? I venture to say no. So let's look at Ozempic now, or any of the weight loss drugs. They are hailed as a breakthrough in weight loss medication. And the reality is, sure, it boasts really promising results in shedding those extra pounds. And that certainly has been studied really significantly with people that are diabetic. But at what cost? So we're talking about some serious risks here in bowel obstruction, gastroparesis, pancreatitis, and the list is starting to get longer. And let's not forget the financial burden. It's approximately $1,000 a month. So prescribing Ozempic to every overweight or obese individual in the U.S. would cost over, are you ready for this? $5 trillion, potentially bankrupting the nation. And are we really dealing with an Ozempic or Wegovy deficiency? But why the push for these drugs? So what I would say is we need to follow the money trail, and you'll find yourself in the clutches, as I've mentioned before, of the food industry and the pharmaceutical industry as well. And these are giants if you think about it. So consider this, 93% of Americans suffer from some form of metabolic dysfunction. That's 93%. And it's generally due to poor diet and lifestyle, not genetics. And that's the same industry responsible for manufacturing, remember this, processed addictive foods. And they're profiting from the sale of these weight loss drugs like Ozempic. So picture this one. 1 in 4 teenage boys, are you ready for this? In the U.S. has pre-diabetes or type 2 diabetes, with a quarter of all teens grappling with obesity. These statistics are phenomenally different than it used to be, and they're really alarming. And in my opinion, they speak volumes about the environment that we've created. We have toxic landscape where fast food reigns supreme. Whenever you go to a store, there's multiple choices for you at the checkout counter, many of them not nutritious. And we have nutritious options are oftentimes out of reach, very different than in Europe. So where do we go from here? How do we reclaim our health and break free from the cycle of dependency on pharmaceutical solutions? So many of the people in my practice were on multiple medications with multiple changes and some alternative types of testing. They're not on medications anymore. I'm not saying that you need to stop your medications by any stretch of the imagination, but it does start with a collective awakening and looking at things a little bit deeper. And obesity is not a weight loss drug deficiency. It's a symptom of a much, much larger problem. A food system that's designed to prioritize profits over people. We need to really start challenging the status quo. Advocate for policies that promote access to whole foods at reasonable prices. And start to reclaim our right to nutritious, nourishing meals. So the other idea is, let's shift the narrative surrounding obesity. Let's move beyond quick fixes and start to embrace more of a holistic approach to foods that are our whole foods that we make in our kitchen ourselves, like our great grandmothers did. Let's start to empower individuals to make informed choices about their well-being and challenge the dominance of industries that actually profit from us not being well. I know that's a strange thought to be thinking about that, but it is something I want you to really think about for yourselves. Are we advocating for your health? Are we advocating for looking at what the root cause is? So it's really time to demand accountability from the food industry and the pharmaceutical industry. Start to ask questions. What are some of the side effects of some of these foods that you're eating? What are some of the side effects of some of the medications you might be taking? And are there lifestyle changes that you can make that can make a big difference? It's time to prioritize prevention over prescription and really reclaim our right to have a healthy, vibrant life. It's really something you can change right now. And there are many, many different options that work incredibly well to help suppress appetite, stop the cravings. One of the places to start is by simply stopping sugar. That's a great option for people. So I hope you enjoyed today's session. If you have any questions, please, you know, type it in below. And also share this with others. And also stay tuned and subscribe so we can bring you more information and more of the data that's really important for you. Have a wonderful week. And until next week with the next podcast, we'll see you then.
Hi, this is Marcel. I want to introduce you to a concept that's just so exciting. So we know that the weight loss medications, the semaglutide variety of medications, is very effective at decreasing your interest in food. The problem is that for many of you that you know that there are some side effects, and many of you that are watching this are seeing that you tried the medication and you didn't really feel very good on it, but you really wanted to lose that weight. The biggest problem I see in the weight loss industry in general is that so many people are hungry and they have cravings for these particular foods. So I created homeopathic drops that don't have significant side effects with nausea or problems with diarrhea or general GI discomfort. And what they do is they take the noise of food away, they suppress your appetite, and they really allow you the ability to be able to kind of sit back a bit and make some lifestyle changes and change your habits that are going to be the important thing long term. So for those of you that are interested, please look at the link below. And it's Marcel, MarcellePick.com. And you'll be able to see a link there also for looking at the 21-day quick start, which is a 21-day program in which so many of my patients are losing weight very quickly, and also be able to get the homeopathic drops there.